Father, we thank you again for this day that you've given us, this chance to gather together, to sing praises to you, to worship you. We thank you for this building we have to meet in, the safety we have to worship you here. We thank you for the members here, the family that we have, the love and fellowship we share. We thank you for all the many blessings you've given us. We ask that you be with those that aren't here, that are sick, that something might be done, that they can join us again in worshiping you. We ask that you be with us throughout the service and on through the rest of our lives. Guide, guard, and protect us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Sing song number 92. I sing this song specifically for myself. I never mentioned him to me. I worry about it sometimes when I pass. People would know that their soul is in limbo. I don't mention God to them. So when I do, this song comes to mind. So if it fits you, you can wear it as well. So let's sing this song. You never mentioned to me all the verses. And I said slowly, so let us do it on purpose.
Before the Lord we stand.
49 and Pluto. I'll fly away. 749. We look to our home beyond this place where we live, which really isn't our home. The place we are for now and for a few short years. One day we'll fly away, God calls us home. 749.
Number 757, Blue Skies and Rainbows.
They're wonderful all on their own while you're talking about literal blue skies and rainbows, but we're talking about things here that come from heaven above, that will last beyond the earth and all its glory, the universe and all its glory, and go on into eternity. 757, spiritual.
Blue skies and rainbows and sunbeams from heaven are what I can see when my Lord is living in me. Jesus is well and alive today. He makes his home in my
769.
Starting at verse 28. Romans 8, beginning at verse 28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And whom he predestined, these he also called. And whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. Who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is he who died. Yes, rather, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Just as it is written, for thy sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Grace, how sweet the sound.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
sing God's praise.
Yourself in the sight of the Lord.
Of yourself.
take one of those verses. Beautiful word. This is one of those songs that I kind of think of as worthy. It's only sung at funerals and memorials, but the words are beautiful. And so we don't have to just sing to those effects. Sing to worship. Song number 60. Ready?
With my wings, Lord.